Friday, Teddy Roosevelt's birthday. These are important considerations, you know. Hillary is silent. What a disappointment. I like it when she talks so much more. The scandals continue to rock the Democrats. The IRS admits it did target conservatives. And math? 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 is racist. And it's about time you figured it out. And I'll explain it by subtracting all of the nonsense straight ahead right here on The Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is The Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Let's start today with the conspiracy theorists, because they are up in arms. Up in arms now because Donald Trump did not release all of the JFK files as promised. What are they keeping from us? What's going on? It's been 54 years. What about all the people that were involved? A lot of embarrassment involved here is what I think. One of the memos showed a U.S. Consideration to kill Fidel Castro, we're told. The delayed release of hundreds of records related to the assassination of JFK. Getting Donald Trump some heat, said he had no choice but to hold these back for a moment. In a memo late Thursday, the president cited potentially irreversible harm to national security. 54 years, Larry Sabato says, 54 years since JFK assassination, 25 years since mandated release today, and we'll have to wait another 6 months or more to maybe see the good stuff. Who knows? You know what I know? John Kennedy is still dead. Camelot still came to a screeching halt in November of 1963. This will fuel more conspiracy theorists, and will we ever get to the bottom of it? Or have we already? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know what to make of it. So there you go. We'll just tell you that you're not getting that information on this Friday. All right. According to the Wall Street Journal and Kim Strassel of the editorial board there, calling out the media and Democrat lawmakers for expressing outrage over alleged collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, and then not doing the same over bombshell reports, numerous now, but the first about the now infamous Trump dossier. According to the Washington Post, the number's gone up, by the way, if you didn't know. According to the Washington Post, Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid over $9 million to a law firm that then retained political consulting firm Fusion GPS, which then, of course, bought Michael Steele's dossier, the widely discredited dossier. So the fact of the matter is, trying to cover the tracks, the DNC and the Clinton campaign, through a series of middlemen, paid foreign agents to gin up accusations from Russia, which got injected into our election and possibly triggered the whole investigation into Donald Trump altogether. All of it is intertwined, and all of it begins where? With the Clintons. It all begins, I mean, Democrats, friends of mine, true old school liberals, good folks. Misguided, I'll give you on a few points, but good folks. They don't like Hillary. Can't stand her. Wish they would just go away, her and Bill. Not so lucky. Nope, you got her. You voted for her husband. You're talking about how great she was. Smartest person to ever run for office. You do have to live with that, you know. You do have to live with that. Now, Paul Ryan, he's apparently manning up. Is that offensive to you? When I say man up, does that offend you? Good, then I'll keep saying it. The FBI has pledged to hand over documents related to the controversial dossier linking President Trump and Russia. So says newly inspined Paul Ryan. The House Intelligence Committee has been seeking those documents for months, we know. Hoping to learn a bit more about the Bureau's relationship to the dossier's author, former British spook Christopher Steele, and whether that document was used in federal investigations to bolster their probe into ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. Devin Nunes, the intelligence chair, in August had issued two subpoenas to compel the FBI and Justice to turn over those documents. Now he's set a Friday deadline today, right now, to comply. Get it done, boys. When I say get it done, boys, does that offend you? Good, I'll keep doing it. The FBI got in touch with us. Listen, it seems that everybody wants to be a victim about just about everything, so I can't help it. Anyhow, the FBI got in touch with us yesterday, so said Ryan, and they have informed us that they will comply with our document request and that they will provide the documents Congress has been asking for by next week. We expect the FBI to honor that commitment. Of course, all of this coming in the blowback from Hillary Clinton's involvement with the dossier. And of course, they are, like I told you yesterday, the recriminations are just getting warmed up. And isn't it interesting that Hillary Clinton, who cannot seem to keep her mouth shut lately, can't seem to find her voice now. Can't seem to find her voice at all. They're pretty much silent so far this week, except to say, we didn't know nothing about it. We don't know nothing about nothing. Robbie Mook responding to requests for comments. Nothing. John Podesta, who's now linked up with Paul Manafort and his brother Tony Podesta and the Podesta group, all tangled up in this mess. Nothing. Brian Fallon, the guy who's usually shooting his mouth off, the guy that said he would have gone to Russia and helped look for dirt on Donald Trump, said he didn't know about the research at the time, but called it money well spent if it provided information useful to the special counsel now investigating Russia's involvement. Hey, genius. There wouldn't have been a special counsel, except you and the Democrats created a false narrative and a false dossier that created the groundwork because you lost in the biggest political upset in American history, and you can't figure it out. Well, here's why. Nobody's buying your message, Brian. Nobody's buying the message from Hillary Clinton, Brian. Nobody buys your act, Brian, so clean it up and move along. Or maybe we'll just move you into cell block number 3. Because my guess is you did know about it. My guess is you did hear about it. My guess is you did try to figure out how to use it. My guess is you probably volunteered to go to Russia for real. We're going to pull this apart piece by piece, chunk by chunk. It's a very sad commentary, as the president said, on politics in this country, when they've been yelling, Russia, 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 pointing at the president for months and months and months. And now we find out, as the president had said, they were looking for an excuse as to why they lost the election. And they were looking for a way to try to blame somebody, anybody but themselves. We just didn't know how desperate they were and how far they would go or how much money they would spend in an effort to cheat, beg, borrow, and steal. 14 after your phone calls. Why not? It's free for all Friday. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Let's do this.
Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water Systems. Are you tired of the way your water looks, tastes, or smells? With decades of experience, Wolverine Water can manage your situation no matter what the problem. And every single Wolverine Water System is made right here in Michigan because we're locally owned and operated. Wolverine offers a variety of systems to guarantee we meet your water needs. Get your free water test today from Wolverine Water by logging on to WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The leaves aren't falling, so why is now the time to upgrade your gutters? Because for a limited time, you can get the best price on the ultimate gutter protection system from Leaf Guard of Michigan. Your roof will be protected and your gutters will stay clean. Right now, get up to $850 off your Leaf Guard purchase, plus a $200 Visa gift card. Don't wait for a clog emergency. Call today to save big on the ultimate debris shedding gutter system from Leaf Guard. 517-305-1050. That's 517-305-1050.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on their very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by